Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, April 29th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
I certainly don't intend to allow anybody else's migration policy affect the integrity of our own one. Other countries can decide how they wish to advance migration.
Key meeting between Irish and British ministers postponed and fresh efforts to agree Gaza ceasefire. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. The Justice Minister's meeting today with Britain's Home Secretary over UK migrants arriving here through the north has been postponed. Her talks with James Cleverly were called off last night after Rishi Sunak's comments over the weekend that it shows his Rwanda policy is working. Minister Helen McEntee will bring proposals to Cabinet this week to return people back to the UK when appropriate. Sinn Féin's Justice spokesperson Pat Daly says the government system on migration must be robust.
We need, of course, an efficient system, an enforced system, and a fair system. But obviously, the border between Derry and Donegal is not going to be closed, so all the more reason to have a system that's fair, efficient and enforced in place.
The US Secretary of State's in the Middle East this week for more talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in Gaza. Qatar, which has been mediating between Israel and Hamas, has been urged both sides to show more commitment and more seriousness. Israel says it will scale up the amount of aid getting into the territory. Former State Department advisor Laura Blumenfeld says there will be a red line in negotiations.
I think for the Israelis, once you bring the hostages out of those tunnels, then they'll be able to consider things like beyond the horizon and endgame for Gaza. But until you're holding them, there's very little room for compromise.
There's a call on the government to set a target of 20% of all housing stock for social housing. Social Justice Ireland says the government must deal with the rising population and the housing needs of an ageing population. It's releasing its Social Justice Matters 2024 review today. Its research and policy analyst Michelle Murphy says long-term thinking is needed.
Well, today what we're saying to government is that it's the last year in office and they need to look to the long-term future of our country rather than looking at short-term political gains. So they need to focus on priority areas such as housing, where we see housing affordability as a critical issue. There's an ongoing failure of government policy in this area.
The new head of the Irish Pharmacy Union is calling for an overhaul of the industry's current funding model. The IPU wants a flat fee of €6.50. Introduced for pharmacists administering community drug schemes after a 16-year pay freeze. Community pharmacists dispensed 80 million medicines on behalf of the state last year. Union President Tom Murray says members are being exploited under the current system.
10% of pharmacies are currently losing money, and every pharmacy, when we've reviewed their accounts and surveyed them, are subsidising the state from their private business. So we're the only contractor from the state who has to pay the state to provide services on behalf of the state.
Events are running across the country today to kick off Ireland's first ever Trade Union Week. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions will host information sessions in businesses and local communities across the country to highlight employment rights and educate workers. This week we'll also see the culmination of the Better in a Trade Union campaign, launched to promote the benefits of union membership. Forza General Secretary Kevin Callanan says workers are stronger when they come together.
Life is better in a trade union, not just from a working point of view, from your pay and conditions. That is clear that people who organise and collectively bargaining have better pay and conditions than those who don't. But actually, you know, coming together in a community with other trade unionists, we can argue for a better country and ultimately for a better world.
It's reported Scotland's embattled First Minister could step down rather than face two confidence votes. Humza Yousaf is fighting for his political future after terminating the power-sharing deal between the SNP and Scottish Greens. The ALBA leader, Alex Salmond, reckons his party could help him out of a pretty tight corner as their MSP, Ash Regan, could have the casting vote. Mr. Salmond says the SNP's current priorities are wrong.
There has been a preoccupation in recent years with things like self-identification, and that hasn't, it seemed to me, left enough time to concentrate on the things that matter to the people of Scotland, but also the things that should matter to any Scottish nationalist, and that's making independence a priority.
A tourist seriously injured in a shark attack in Tobago is able to communicate, according to his wife. Peter Smith from the UK was holidaying on the Caribbean island with friends when he was attacked on Friday. The 64-year-old is in intensive care in the island's Scarborough General Hospital. Ewan McGregor reckons Hollywood has evolved from the boys' club it once was. The actor rose to fame in the 90s with Trainspotting and has since played a number of major roles, including Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars. He thinks the film industry has become more inclusive over the years and says it certainly feels healthier.
I've watched women playing much more of a role in all of the filmmaking process because it was really boysy before. It was, you know, it's not for me to say almost whether we've got there yet. Probably not, you know, but we're definitely on the right track.
Sport now, and in Gaelic games, All-Ireland senior hurling champions Limerick have made it back-to-back wins in the Munster round robin. They beat Tipperary by 227 to 18 points at the Gaelic grounds yesterday. Clare have their first victory of the campaign. They squeezed past Cork by 326 to 324, a Porky Cueve, leaving the Rebels' championship hopes hanging by a thread. In the Leinster senior hurling championship, it finished in a draw between Galway and Kilkenny on a scoreline of Galway 223, Kilkenny 29 points. Donegal will play Armagh in the Ulster senior football championship final. Jim McGuinness' side Tyrone by 18 points to 16 after extra time at Celtic Park. One in the Leinster senior football decider that'll involve Dublin and Louth for the second year running. The Dubs had a facile 322 to 11 point win over Offaly at Croke Park. Louth beat Kildare by 17 points to 13, and that means Kildare are out of the Sam Maguire competition for this season. And in soccer, it's as you were in the Premier League title race after wins for Arsenal and Manchester City yesterday. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.